the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip. Let me help you stay on the path of financial success. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. With the school year just completed, I today have some suggestions for recent graduates. Congratulations on that hard-earned diploma. As this last strains of pomp and circumstance fade away, consider a few simple but extremely powerful financial habits to cultivate that are practically guaranteed to repay you many times over. While I'm sure you've taken many challenging and eye-opening courses, something colleges don't tend to teach is personal financial management. Somehow, you're just supposed to know how to manage your own money, how to save for retirement, and how to avoid financial pitfalls. So your first step should be pick up a book or two on financial basics. Amazon, Barnes & Noble have plenty of suggestions, from tracking your spending, to finding deals on insurance, to how to invest wisely over a lifetime. Smart financial advice can give you a leg up. An excellent tip that all the books on financial finances will emphasize is learn how to pencil out a budget. This does not have to be a major chore. After working for a few months and getting used to the amount of your take-home pay, figure out just where you're spending your money. Mapping out your budget is a great way to help you uncover whether you're on the rocky road to spending more than you make. Your next step should be managing your student loans with relentless diligence. Borrowing can be a useful and sometimes necessary part of getting through college, but far too many young adults wind up carrying the tremendous handicap of too much early debt. Keep all of your records organized and stored in a safe place or online, and be sure you understand the repayment terms of each and every loan. Set up an automatic payment plan from your savings or even a paycheck, and if you ever find yourself unable to make a payment, contact the lender immediately. Accommodations are easy to arrange if the loan is in good standing. Remember that student debt is not cancelable even in bankruptcy, and the interest stacks up quickly. And if you're saving money by living at home, attack the outstanding balance with a vengeance. Even try to make double payments. As a third tip, even though you've clearly earned it, resist the temptation to reward yourself with a new car or expensive vacation if it means running up debt. Go for an inexpensive used car for at least a year or two, and maybe take a long weekend in San Francisco or go wine tasting in Paso Robles. A fourth idea, get into the habit of paying off your credit card bills in full each month, or choose not to use them in the first place. Better yet, as you've heard me say many times, put the cards in a drawer and don't use them at all. Carrying a balance on credit cards is a major wealth zapper. Next tip, begin a retirement savings plan today. Don't assume Social Security will be anywhere near enough. Retirement no doubt seems a distant and hazy concept, but the great thing about a distant goal is that time is your biggest ally. Establish a wise habit of automatically setting aside a small amount from each paycheck, beginning with your very first one. Just $50 a week set aside over the next 40 years could easily compound over $300,000 to your retirement. But remember, for it to work, it's got to be an automatic deduction. And if your company has a 401k or similar plan, speak to your HR department and ask how to get started. You'll easily get used to having a few bucks withheld before you ever see them. And be sure to accept your employer's matching contribution if it offers one. Last tip for today, get that medical insurance. Medical bills are still a principal reason folks have to come see me about bankruptcy. Since you're young, you're likely in good health, but that means your premiums will be modest. And anyone, old or young, can be cut down by an accident or sudden illness. With the Affordable Care Act, it's virtually impossible to get turned down. I recommend you consult an independent agent who represents multiple companies to find the best plan for you. Establishing good financial habits early in life is the essence of achieving financial stability. If you have questions about establishing other good money habits, or how to avoid common financial pitfalls, or if you're in trouble financially, visit my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can access my full library of Friday Financial Focus shows, or call me at 424-1764. That's 424-1764. If you find yourself in serious financial difficulty, I'm the man to see. Initial consultations are always free. So please join me here every Friday on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours for your Friday financial tip. This is Salinas bankruptcy lawyer Clark Miller saying, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller. right here on KRML.